Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're going to get into, first of all, let's start off, man, by saying congratulations to the back-to-back Patrick Mahomes-led Kansas City Chiefs, man.
Super Bowl champs.
I picked them to lose. I was wrong. What do you think? What's your thoughts on the Super Bowl?
First three quarters were very boring. The fourth quarter was cinema, honestly. I ain't going to say first three quarters were boring. It was just very good defense.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
All around, I take over what I said when I was saying it's being boring. It's actually really good, well-rounded Super Bowl, you ask me.
Yeah.
I'm going ahead and say, oh, wasn't no 50 points scored.
Yeah.
Well, everything is not going to be, you know, oh my gosh, 60-yard passes, 70-yard mm-hmm. pass that. Now, there were some big plays, but it was mainly first three quarters was very low scoring. Then the fourth quarter, it got very crazy. That's all I really liked about that.
It's actually my type of football. I like scoring, but I don't like too much scoring. So, because I like some defense.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just enough. Both teams kind of, they had some turnovers early in the game. The big turnover that really, to me, changed the game is on the punt return when they hit my man's foot. I think that really...
It messed up the whole momentum.
Because the Niners were only up by a few points, but it seemed like they had control of the game.
It had control of the game, and you was talking about mid-game. Now, you going to say you wasn't saying this, but you were saying this, making, oh, it's over.
I was wrong.
He said, oh, the Chiefs ain't got this. I said, you better watch that light skin, but he's going
to mess around and come back. He came back and took him. Not all on him. That you got to give, to me, you got to give biggest credit to that defense, Kansas City defense.
The defense was credit, but you know, I vote for quarterbacks. They get all the credit and they get all the blame.
Yeah, that's how it is when they make all the money, so that comes along with it. Speaking of the NFL, they got 30. The salary cap is going up an extra $30 million from last season. $30 million. Why don't we just get rid of the salary cap? What's the point?
I mean,
it's obvious that the owners got money.
I mean, really, to prevent super teams. That's what I think. I mean, the last super team we saw, in my opinion, was the Rams when they won the Super Bowl. But do you really want to see a lot of super teams and you be complaining again? I mean, I personally don't want to see that. That's just me. But I think how the cap is right now, it's just fine. I mean, it's not really a big deal, you ask me.
I don't think without a salary cap it's going to create super teams. I look at it like this. Just because you can spend a lot of money don't mean you're going to spend it on the right players.
Which you could still.
Because baseball does not have a salary cap.
Don't.
And they do not have teams dominating baseball just because they can spend more money than anybody. Yeah, that's not how it works. NFL doesn't work that way either, brother. You can only get one player per position.
That's true.
I mean, it's not like you can go out and get three quarterbacks.
But I say the sport that should always have a salary cap is basketball. In basketball, if you get one player, that could propel you to, oh my gosh, we were just a lottery team and now we in the finals or now we in the second round.
Mm-hmm.
You get one player, that could prepare your whole entire team. Like I said, football is more of a football and baseball more team sport oriented because one person could be going off. If one person could do their job just fine, then if the other 10 or 11 on the field can, you know, mess everything up. Just like
I'm just saying it's going to keep going up every year. So
every
what's
couple
the,
years.
Yeah, every... So what's the point of even having a salary cap? If I never understood why you put a cap on a billionaire. All these the NFL owners are billionaires. How are you going to tell a billionaire how much money he can spend? To me, it makes no sense. I don't like it. I think they'd get rid of the salary cap.
You said that they used to not have it when?
Back in the 80s and 90s, there was no salary cap. It started, I think that salary cap thing started in the 90s. Right around when the Cowboys started their dynasty, that's when that salary cap stuff started.
Late 80s, early
90s, yeah. So I don't like it. I say scrap it. If you're going to keep going up every year, might as well just get rid of it and just let people just spend money how they want to spend it. It's theirs. They'll spend it.
That's true.
Does anybody control how you spend your money in your bank account?
Nope.
So why would controlling owners that have billions of dollars, you got to go back and tell your player, yeah, we'll give you that extra $5, but the NFL won't allow me to. Makes no sense. I got it.
I've also got, money managed when it comes to that. I mean, it's a mixture of things, honestly. But we'll see if that ever comes to the future of them possibly taking it back out. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. NFL free agency get ready to kick off March the 11th. You know teams are already being tampered with. They won't admit it, but you know tampering's already. You know the agents are already talking to players. That's why you see dudes sign contracts. soon as free agency starts. Yeah. You hear about it before. You're not supposed to, but you know that's going on. But
tampering all the time.
We got a lot.
Don't you call it tampering? It's like beyond obvious.
Let's talk about the most disrespected position in NFL as we speak, which is what?
The running back.
The running back. We got some big name free agents and running backs this year. A lot of times these guys are free agents because they only signed 1 year deals last year.
Yeah.
King Henry had a few. He had a couple year contract, but his contract's up now. He's a free agent. He still got a lot of tread on the tires. I would not be mad for a team picking him up.
I won't say a lot of treads, but he still got some.
He's healthy. He's not like worn down like some of these running backs get early in their career. I don't know if he's your best option at free agent because he's an old school running back.
No, he's the best option free agency, in my opinion. My favorite running back, Saquon Barkley.
Saquon. He's also a free agent. But Saquon, can he stay healthy?
He stay healthy this past year. He stay more healthy than what he has other years, I'll say that. Years, when he's out the whole season. Other years. But this past year, he stay a little more healthy than 100%, but, you know, it wasn't as bad.
So the Giants told him he can test free agency.
I let him walk if I'm Giants. Giants got nothing good for him, going good for him right now. What's the point of keeping Saquon and paying him all that money? What's the point?
You know why I like to see Saquon go?
To leave Giants is the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
To leave the Giants.
No, you know where I like to see him go?
Where?
Houston. I think he'd be a good fit down there.
Don't they already got Damian Pierce?
Yeah, but you can never have enough running backs. They have two backs, you know, because you can't.
You know, Devin Singletary? I think
it's he's there too, but he's kind of like a third down back. But I would like to see him go to Houston. That would be a good fit for him.
That'd be nice, honestly.
Josh Jacobs, underrated, really good running back. He's not Saquon, but he's really good. He's also a free agent because he only signed a franchise tag with the Raiders last year.
Yeah.
So is he going back to Vegas?
I think he will.
Or he leaving Vegas like Usher? Which one he doing?
I think he's staying in Vegas.
You think so?
I think he'll stay. But they did have a big contract dispute, so the relationship might be done from right there. But personally, I think he'll stay.
They're going to stay. He's signing these running backs.
If he's leaving, where's he going to go?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
And he's thinking about it. You're not running backs. The running back market is done for because you'll be lucky to get 70 mil.
No, they're not getting that much. They're lucky to get a 3 year contract with about
40 mil.
Anywhere between $5 and $10 million a year is what you're going to get as a running back. You're not going to get much more than that.
It's just sad.
So we're talking 3 years, $15 million, or 3 years.
It's how much some offices are so running back oriented.
Yep.
It's insane because when you got a good quarterback, when you ain't got a good quarterback, what are you going to depend on? That one game.
We would never see these names that's on this list back in the day, 80s and 90s, free agent running back, because our team built their team around the running back.
Yep.
King Henry wouldn't be a free agent. Saquon, Josh Jacobs, DeAndre Swift,
you ask me,
and Austin Eckler. All these dudes are free agents all at the same time.
Even in just the early 10s yeah. With Marshawn Lynch, Adrian Peterson, them. I think just even 10 years ago, you wouldn't have seen somebody.
No, you're right.
This really started happening.
Just a few years ago.
I'll say about whenever Saquon started getting his.
You know who screwed the whole thing up?
Who?
Zeke. He got all that money. No, I'm sorry. What's the guy the Rams had, the one that had the knee issues?
Really.
Todd Gurley, really, that's where it started with. They gave Todd Gurley all that money, and he had these chronic knee issues.
Yeah,
he couldn't stay healthy.
Because after he missed the whole Super Bowl.
And then the Cowboys gave Zeke that money. After that,
he ain't do nothing. I'm about to say, I've been saying Zeke, number-wise, of course, he washed now. But we've been saying, Zeke still got some left to take. No, he don't. Because after that rookie season, and every single year, numbers went down. Every single year.
He brings a lot. I'm not a big Zeke Elliott fan, but he brings a lot to the game besides just running the ball. He's an elite.
Don't sleep pass catcher. Don't say that.
No, I said pass blocker. That's very important to pick up the bed and pick up that blitz. That's like an extra lineman that you keep off your quarterbacks. That's important. I'm not saying I would pay him big money, but that's important. There's some teams that don't even play a certain running back because he don't know how to pick up the blitz.
So he's a fullback?
No, he's not a fullback. Fullback is a leading blocker.
When the game ain't there for him no more, he's a good blocker, so fullback, you ask me.
He'll get another job. He might. Don't be shocked if he ain't back in
Dallas. Ain't with the Patriots, too.
No, he only signed a 1 year deal, so
he could be signed. Never know. They ain't got no one.
Like I said, DeAndre Swift is a free agent and Austin Eckler.
DeAndre Swift?
That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of good backs out there.
But Swift ain't do nothing with the Eagles.
And the running back from Washington is also, I think, believe he's a free agent too, but his name's not on this list.
From Washington?
Yeah. Not Robinson, the other guy.
Gibson. Oh, yeah, Toyo Gibson.
Yeah, I think he's a free agent also, so I don't know if they're going to bring him back or just go after somebody in the draft. Because a lot of teams just go into the draft to get running backs because they're younger, cheaper.
And have less miles on.
Yeah, so it is what it is. It sucks. And I saw my man today, Bijan Robinson from the Falcons, say he wants to have 2,000 yards last year. Next year, rushing. That ain't going to happen.
Well,
he shares carries with that other back. That young guy.
I'm so happy they fired Arthur Smith. Probably such a bad head coach. I don't know how he is as a coordinator, but the head coach is really bad. Because some of the decisions, is the offensive dude's mind?
He's an offensive. He came from the Tennessee Titans. He was the offensive coordinator.
Oh my gosh! I don't know how he got the head coaching job. He's feeding the wrong people.
There's a big difference. First of all, he never had a quarterback. Let's put that out there. Never had a solid quarterback.
Okay, but
It never had a solid quarterback. Second of all, there's a big difference than being an offensive coordinator
and
a head coach.
Head coach means everything.
You got all these things. You got all these things running through your mind, not just calling plays. You worry about clock management. You worry about this guy and that guy. You got to talk to the defense coordinator, the special teams coach.
Even the DC, like, okay, you okay with this? Everything runs, literally everything runs even if you're not specialized for that side of the ball.
And I think that might help out Washington this year because they got a new offensive coordinator.
Cliff Kingsbury.
And I don't think Cliff Kingsbury was a good head coach, but I think he's going to be a good offensive coordinator. So.
And hopefully Dan Quinn will be a good head coach once.
Yeah, I think he will be. He's a player's coach. Players really love him. All the players in Dallas seem to be upset that he left. So I think that'll be good, and I think they'll improve their team and hopefully can finally win that division again. It's like it's been... Oh, we had one since we had the quarterback with 1.5 legs.
2020.
Yeah. Since COVID started. Last time we won the division.
Alex Smith and Taylor Heineken.
Yeah, so that's been some time. And if, speaking of football, college football, they brought back the EA...
NCAA.
How long has it been since it's been gone?
NCAA 14, if I'm not mistaken. 13 or 14, one or two.
It's been more than 10 years.
It's been over 10 years. They have all FBS school, FCS, my bad, right? FCS?
Mm-hmm.
FCS school, 146, if I'm not mistaken. And obviously we know this, and they're going to pay every single player, it's like $11,000, like you said, $600 in a free copy of the game. You said it's not a lot. So, let's go and do the math for this.
Let's do it.
You said about 11,000 players, right? Right?
11,000 players.
Times 600, which is how much they're going to pay the players, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's $6 million, that's 6.6.
That don't seem like a lot of money to me.
But think about this. If you bump that up to 1,000, that's going to be a lot more money. Do the math real quick. That's going to be 11 million. But think about this. They're not going to be making no money if they're paying the players basically half the profit. It's going to be a lot.
I'm not saying they should pay him half, but I always worry about getting my money up front. Some things, when you're going to be making money off these things, I want some money off the sales of the game rather than giving my money up front.
But that's 11,000 players. Like, what you going to do, 1.1% of each, and you be cooked. Then you can't gonna make no money then. You can't do the sales. Because you're going to make no money.
And it seemed like $600 seems really, really low.
It's low, but it's good considering how many players there was. 11,000.
I understand
that. It's over 140 schools.
But all of them not going to opt in. They said the option is 11,000 players. Don't mean all of them
going to opt in. I'm pretty sure half of that minimum is going to opt in and going down the line. I'm going to do FBS schools after that, and the HBCU is going to be in there, so the NIL money is going to be in there. So I can't wait. I'm going to be you don't play video games, but I should be hands first ready for that.
That's what I'm saying. You and the millions of people, not just kids, millions of people going to be waiting for that football game to come out, and they're going to be making a lot of money off of it, way more than the $6 million or whatever it was.
$600 each player.
$6 million with the 11,000 players, right? Yeah. 6.6 million or something like that. That's nothing compared to what they're gonna make off that game. So I think they signed a bad boy contract for that concern. I wouldn't sign that $600 contract. That's just me.
I know you wouldn't.
I just don't think that's enough money.
Hey,
We need to go back to the negotiating table. Is that the first offer? Here, y'all. Here is $600. $600? That seems like penny. Oh, I'll give you a free game.
But you act like, okay. How much? I'm gonna ask you. What would
I
you?
I don't know.
I'm asking you. No. I ask you right now. It's the negotiation table. They gave you $600 a free copy, and you trying to negotiate. What would you want? Tell me right now. I ain't gonna ask later. How about right now?
I would want a percentage.
That you have 11,000. I know employees and half of that's gonna.
It's like selling stock. They have stock with millions of people have stock and they make big money. So what are you talking about?
I'm just saying you can't. They're not gonna do that.
Well, I don't like
it. Give me an amount of money.
I don't know. I said I don't know the dollar amount. I said a percentage. I didn't say nothing about dollar. Well, I'm not talking dollar amount.
I said give me a dollar
amount. I don't know the dollar amount. That's what I'm saying. I would rather have a percentage of how much you're gonna make in a year on the game rather than the $600. This seems like pennies to me. That's just my opinion. I mean, maybe it's a good deal to me. It just doesn't seem like a good deal. I mean, I wish the players luck. I guess some money is better than no money. It just seems like they're going to make a lot of money off of this football game. It just seems like $600 is not a lot of money, considering the money they're going to make off of. That's just my opinion. That's what I think. I know you don't agree, but that's just my opinion on that. Anyway, man, let's jump to the you want to talk some more NFL?
Yeah, we're talking about NFL. We're talking about the number one overall pick.
Yeah. Okay, let's get into it. We have the Bears got the number one pick.
Yes.
And the Commanders have the second pick.
They just have third pick, and obviously we talks about Justin Fields getting traded for the second round pick. What would you think the Bears should do?
I did a video about this recently, and I said no one has more pressure than the Chicago Bears GM.
Right now, yes.
Because if he doesn't get this right, he's going to get fired. Tell me I'm lying.
It's crazy to say it's gonna happen though. Yes, true.
Everyone said, "Oh, we got number one pick." The GM's like, "Oh damn, if I mess this up."
Me personally, it's just me. Justin Fields did not have a great season last year, but he had an approved season last year from the year before.
Yeah,
you ask me, he was an above average quarterback.
Okay, which
considering the weapons and
the coaching,
everything that he was given.
Yeah,
you ask me, if the Commanders or Patriots or calling for an up one overall pick, I'm gonna need 2 first rounders.
So you want to swap first rounds this year?
Swap first rounders this year.
And you want another one?
And 2 more.
2 more.
One.
Whoa.
One or two. Write this one, down. One or 2 more.
So you want me? Let's say Washington does this.
Okay, then.
Let's break this down.
Swap picks.
So you want me? You want Washington to give up the second over? The swap picks.
Yes.
And give you 2 additional first rounders.
Yes.
For and a guy.
Now. And also in also a player too.
Let's say
that the still enough out there. Not that I mean a player out there. Let's say the Commanders say, "Oh, we'll give you one of our D tackles, DeJuan Payne or Jonathan Allen." Let's say they gave him Payne. Would you do that if you're the Bears GM? No, if you're the Commanders GM, my bad. If you're the Commanders GM, no, and they ask for that.
That's too much.
So, what would you be willing to give up for the first round pick if you're the Washington Commanders?
Honestly, I'm not going to give up all that. I'm going to keep my second overall pick, draft another quarterback. Okay,
but let's say this in different context, let's say if you want the first round pick,
okay,
what would you be willing
to, okay, first hypothetically pick? Speaking, let's say I think Caleb Williams is the next Patrick Mahomes. Let's just say I think that. So, and the Bears think the same. That means they're going to want a lot.
Yes.
So, okay, we're going to swap first round picks, of course.
Okay.
I'm not giving you 2 more first rounders.
1 more?
I'm going to give you my next year's first round pick, which is going to be low because we're going to be good. And I'm going to give you a third rounder. Better. I'm going to give you 2 2s and a third rounder.
So, swap picks, first rounder. Next year, two second round picks from this year.
One this year and one next year.
And a third rounder.
Yeah. And no player.
It's not too bad, but
because if you think about a player, if they said I keep saying I know we're Washington fans. To give up Payne or Allen, they're already locked in the contracts. They're making a lot of money, so the Bears might not want that.
I want you to think about that trade that the Panthers made to get that first overall pick last year. Right, with the Panthers, right?
Yes.
Think about what they did. That was a very hefty deal, and they gave DJ Moore the number one receiver
to the Bears. Yes.
Yes. So I mean, and this considered, you ask me, according to the critics, this is a better QB prospect than Bryce Young last year. In my opinion, I think Bryce Young is better, but according to the critics, they say, you know, this dude is probably one of the best quarterback prospects ever. In my opinion, it's a little overrated. Little overhyped because you know how they're always feeding the
fire. You ain't got to tell me.
They're always feeding the fire. I knew, oh my gosh, number one guy. We got, got pulling the media attention on him. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Caleb Williams is very. I knew Caleb Williams was him whenever 20.
In Oklahoma. He was in Oklahoma.
2021 or 2020. The first time that it was on the Red River Showdown.
Oklahoma, so, Texas. You
know, we was up 28-7 against them. They took out Spencer Rattler to start the second half.
Mm-hmm.
And Caleb Williams came down. Broke out, it was like a 4th and 1. 4th and 1 to put him in. Broke out like a 40-yard run. And after that, he made one of the best passes I've ever seen in my life. He was on the other 30 and threw it to the goal line, literally on the pylon, and the dude was able to drag his foot.
One foot, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that was one of the best passes I've ever seen in my life and the saddest days of my life because we was up by like 30 on him.
So you sold on Caleb Williams.
I think Caleb Williams is a very, very good quarterback, very great quarterback. I don't consider him one of the best QB prospects ever, which some people are considering him. But I think for the past, say, 3 years, he's probably the best quarterback prospect. Past 3 years, I say that.
Well, it's clearly, if I'm Washington GM, I'm not making that trade. I'm going to stay at that, my number two pick.
Pick Jane Daniels.
Take Jane Daniels, the LSU quarterback, Heisman Trophy winner. That's what I would do. I'm not giving up multiple draft picks for a guy. I don't really know if he's going to be that great.
But you know that by knowing.
That's very true. So, I will not look as bad. I'm going to stay here.
Listen.
I'm going to stay where I'm at. Because I can't lose. You're asking for too much for Caleb Williams. So, I'm just going to stay where I'm at and draft one of the other quarterbacks. All the pressure's on you, player. I'm not going to give up. Because if I give up the farm for this kid and it don't work out, then what? Then I'm the GM. I'm gonna get fired. So,
what you're telling me? You said that you have nothing to lose. I don't even know what to say.
All the pressure's on the first pick.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm just picking what's left. Now, mind you, I can still screw it up because we don't know. Drake May could end up being a really good quarterback, or one of the other quarterbacks. You know,
or even though. J.J. McCarthy even be the best quarterback.
Who knows? It's all about situation, you know, where they get drafted and all that other stuff. Yeah,
I bet you C.J. Stroud went to the Panthers. He would not win all over the rookie of the year.
Probably not. I think he's really good.
He's good, but he had a lot of tools. He went to the playoffs.
Yeah.
They say a lot of tools with that Texas team.
So, but me myself, I would not make the pick for him. There's rumors a lot of teams are looking at New England. All these teams are thinking about moving up to get him, but I think the Bears are going to stay with him. I don't see them trading. I think they're going to trade Justin Fields. That's what I think they're going to do. Okay. I could be wrong, but that's what I think is going to happen. I think everyone else is going to have to fall in line. Move up. You can move up to get Justin Fields.
That's about it.
Yeah, but I don't see them getting rid of that number one overall pick. That's just my opinion.
Okay.
So if you can go down the first three or four picks in draft, what you got?
Bears, Caleb Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Commanders, Jane Daniels. Patriots, Drake May. Who's fourth?
I don't know. I don't know who's fourth in the draft. Another bad football team.
Very much.
Arizona.
Arizona?
You haven't said Arizona. Arizona's up there, too. Arizona, oh, they, Cardinals.
They'll pick Marvin Harrison Jr.
Yeah.
That's they're gonna pick Marvin. I'm stupid. Yeah, that's they're gonna pick Marvin Harrison Jr. Yeah, that's true. I said Marvin Harrison Jr.
They're gonna overthink it. You know, these teams can keep bringing up these other wide receivers that think they're better than Marvin Harrison Jr., which they could be. You don't know. I got it. Don't worry. So, we'll see. Like I said, the draft is gonna be interesting. It's gonna be very interesting to see what happens in the NFL draft. So, we talked a lot of football. No more football talk. We want more football talk.
I was going to switch over to NBA.
The round ball. Let's get into it. What you got?
So,
let's break down the Western Conference.
But I said the Western Conference is very much
very competitive.
Very much competitive. Between in the middle pack is getting competitive. The first four is you know, kind of, I won't say it's already set, but it's kind of, you know, like, okay, we know where we stand, but of course.
Do we really? Who's number one seed in the West right now?
Timberwolves. But
the, what's the record?
39-16. They're playing right now against the Bucks right now. But they can win this game. But right now, the 39-16 Thunder with 39-17 just up behind them. So them two really flipping. Unless they go on the losing streak, those two vice versa are going to end as the top two seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my opinion, I think that the real contenders in the West, it's going to sound so biased, is the Clippers, Nuggets, Mavericks. It's going to sound very biased, but you want to say the Mavericks. It's because I really do like this new additions that they just made to the team.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't make a podcast about this. I ain't saying nothing about this. But when they made a trade for P.J. Gafford and P.J. Gafford, B.J. Washington and Daniel Gafford.
Mm-hmm. They got more size on the team, is what they needed.
They got a very much needed wing, a consistent wing that, because when they had Grant Williams, okay, he wasn't making no threes, okay, then his defense was bad, so he's a liability.
They had to get rid of him.
So he's a liability on both sides, okay, so now P.J. Washington, he still has a final three-point shot chance, but he's playing very aggressive defense. It's very something that the Mavs need. Like we started, yep. Start with Daniel Gafford, the landlord. He very mm-hmm. much brings a whole different aura to this team when it comes to the big man position with always having Derek Lively. And secondly, having him, that's very much needed because having Dwight Powell as your backup center is not going to win, you know, playoff games. Now, Maxi Kleber's good, but he's not big like Gafford. Gafford plays aggressive. He plays like an old school big, like you said.
Yeah.
So, that very much puts a different type of presence in the paint when it comes to them. Cause they need that because the Mavs have not had a good center since you know who.
Who?
Tyson Chandler.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with everything you said. But what I really want to add to this is that Luka and Kyrie are finally on the same page. And Kyrie looks extremely happy. I see him smiling on the bench. I see him smiling on the court. And that should be scary for all the other NBA teams because we've added enough defense to make them a scary basketball team.
Let me say this.
And size, too.
I love how people saying I hate people saying how Luka and Kyrie just clicking. Get this. They've been clicking the whole time. The team around them haven't been clicking. Them, Luka and Kyrie have been always been compatible. The whole time.
No, they haven't.
They've been compatible ever since we traded for them.
That's not true.
Yes. Okay, so tell me when we have been compatible.
When he first got to Dallas, they were trying to figure out who should be taking the shot.
The last shot? That happened multiple times. The first two games, okay. That's all.
All I'm saying is they're in a good groove right now. They playing off the ball with each other very well. And Jason Kidd has figured out his rotation. Okay, of course both you guys are gonna start, but about 8 minutes into the game, we're gonna put Kyrie on the bench. He'll sit the last couple minutes of the quarter, and Luka play the whole fourth quarter like he always does. Then we'll put Luka on the bench, bring Kyrie back out. One of them out there every time, and then Luka comes back in the game and they finish the quarter off, the half or whatever. So they got into a good rhythm right now. And all the teammates are not just standing around waiting for Kyrie or Luka to dribble the air out of the ball. It's the chemistry is starting to build there. So now we've got to stay healthy, knock on wood, stay healthy, keep building on our defense, and they can be a scary basketball team in the Western Conference. And I haven't said that in a long time. Actually, when they went to the Western Conference Finals a few years ago, I was shocked. I didn't really think they were that good. They got that far. I was like, oh, my God, I can't believe we're in the Western Conference Finals. It was very shocking. But now I feel very confident about this basketball team. Maybe. I've been wrong before, but I got a good feeling about this team. I got a feeling they can really make some moves in the Western Conference this year. Because like the top teams are in the West right now, like you just talked about. Only a few of them have playoff experience.
Timberwolves have no playoff experience. Thunder for sure have no playoff experience. Clippers have a lot. Nuggets have a lot. Just went finals.
Yeah.
And Pelicans, they got none. So, and me personally, I think that the top three biggest contenders is the Clippers, Nuggets, and Mavericks, like I said.
Yeah.
And if the Suns get in, which they most likely will, the Suns too, honestly.
Because to me, playoff experience means more in basketball because you play a series.
Play seven games.
Yeah, possibly. Minimum four. Yeah. And it means more. NFL, a young team can get hot and go right to the Super Bowl because you only know one game a week.
It's going
to
happen a lot.
It happens. But in NBA, oh, the most time the team with the most experience normally go. You look at the Sacramento Kings of last year. They were kicking butt all year.
Damn.
They got to the playoffs and ran across a veteran team and lost. They lost in seven games.
Yeah, you lost because Curry dropped like 51 in game seven.
Just because he turned it on when he needed to. That's what you do in the playoffs. So.
Exactly, especially when you're a legend like
that. Yeah, he's definitely so, that.
I'll say, me personally, I think, this is a hot take. I think the Mavericks have a very, very, very good shot to make the NBA Finals. Could be overreacting. Could be biased, which probably is, but I'll say the Mavericks, I say on a scale of 1 to 10, have a 5 out of 10 shot, a 50% chance of going to the finals, you ask me. But the biggest threat, I know we're going to say Nuggets, I think the Clippers are the biggest threat to the Mavericks. The Clippers are the biggest threat to anyone in the West. They have literally every single thing you can ask for, literally. From 1 through 5 to 1 through 5 on the start and 1 through 5 on the bench, everything. We gonna say with the Nuggets too, but the Nuggets ain't got no defensive center like the Clippers have. Zubac, I'm not saying Zubac or some Rudy Gobert in the paint, but he could get it on defensively. Something like that's how big he is.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. So we'll see how everything goes. Everything plans out, you know, plays out through there because it's gonna be very entertaining. Playoffs like how it was two years ago was a very entertaining playoffs.
Yeah.
So we'll see how this ends up going.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Oh, and also forgot to say, Mavericks on a 7-game winning streak tied with the Boston Celtics, who I think is the best team in the league. Let's just talk more about the Celtics.
Okay, let's get into it. They might be the most well-rounded basketball team in the NBA.
I think it's a landslide, honestly. I think it's a landslide. Celtics. If the Celtics don't make the finals, it'd be a bust.
You know what's crazy?
I do not care if they go to the West Conference Finals Game 7. It'd be a failure of a season.
And then it's crazy. They got rid of Marcus Smart, who was Defensive Player of the Year 2 years ago or last year?
Last year.
And they got better.
How does that work out? Like, explain, please.
Because they picked up a better guard, a better defensive guard, and I think he's a better shooter than Marcus Smart was.
What are you talking about?
You know what guard they picked up? The Celtics. You don't know the guard the Celtics picked up? Holiday.
Oh, yeah, Drew Holiday.
Yeah, Holiday. To me, Holiday's a better... I understand it's a lot of players. Holiday's a better...
He's a way better offensive player than Marcus Smart.
And I think he might be a better player, a defensive player. Marcus Smart was... Don't worry, Marcus Smart's a dog on defense. Don't get me wrong. But I think a Holiday, and he's got a championship on his belt too.
People gonna give Marcus Smart flock on his name. Is that what you say?
He does flop.
Yeah, but I say they're gonna put some little dirt on his name because he does flop a lot. But you ask me, he's probably the best defensive guard in the league. He's right there with Beverly.
I'm not gonna argue with you. He is really good. There's no doubt about that. I agree. I can't argue with you on that. MVP race for the NBA.
Right now, number one, Jokic. Two is SGA. And three is Luka Doncic. As obviously, y'all know I'm going to be biased, most likely. I think it should be Luka Doncic. You want to know why? People saying it should not be Jokic. Get that out of the way. People say, oh, it should be SGA. Oh, he leads his team to possibly be in the first seed.
SGA is not going to win the league MVP. They'll give it to Jayce Tatum before they give it to SGA. Well, I'll tell you that right now.
Luka been doing what SGA has been doing for the past 3-4 years and been consistent.
Where's Tatum at on this list?
Tatum's probably 4 or 5. No, he's 5, actually, because Giannis still 4.
I don't know about that.
So, I'm just... Well, because Tatum ain't putting up those type of numbers. He's playing great. He's just not putting up Jokic, SGA, and Luka numbers. Those numbers are ridiculous.
SGA, this is
literally probably the best... We're going by statistical wise. Oh my gosh, the offensive power between these three is insane, literally.
When I look at MVP, they say most valuable player, what it stands for, right?
Yes, valuable.
I look at it. How would their team function without that guy? He's most valuable to their team. So how would these guys function without that superstar?
I think the Nuggets still make the playoffs.
Without Jokic?
Yes.
No.
Jamal Murray, MPJ. I'm just saying, I think the Nuggets, they won't be on number one seed. That does to make the playoffs. Now, the Thunder will be none by SGA. That'll be none by SGA.
So you're saying SGA is more important than Jokic?
The Mavs be a playing team, but what did it say?
So you're saying SGA is more important than Jokic for his team is concerned?
Yeah.
Okay, that's your opinion. I don't agree, but that's your opinion.
Me personally, yes. I'll say that.
So.
Because look at... I'm not saying SGA's supporting cast is horrible, but can you personally, I know the whole team, but can you name me five players off that Thunder team besides SGA?
No.
Okay, because...
Is Serge Ibaka still there?
So, I mean, that was a bunch of very, very, very young players.
They got the big kid that's 7-footer.
Yes, Chet Holmgren.
Okay.
They have a plethora of, like second, third...
A plethora? Go ahead, say it. So it's a plethora. Go ahead, I'm listening.
A plethora amount of young players. So, I say SGA, he really... He, and I say SGA is no veteran or something like that.
Uh-huh.
But he kind of holds... He's that good glue.
Okay.
He holds the whole team. He got, like, most superstars.
He's very good.
Like, most superstars.
Yeah.
But, I personally, I say Luka for MVP. I should meet him. But, you know, little bias.
Yeah, you are a little biased.
Yeah. So, that's me. How about you? What you think?
I wouldn't put SGA in the top. I would put Tatum.
He gotta be top three.
I would put Tatum over SGA.
So in your opinion, you think seeding means a lot in this?
No.
Because why are you putting Tatum? Because you look at the numbers, I mean, he's obviously not having
numbers. You can't, just because you're not the leading scorer, don't mean you're not the MVP.
SGA's not. Jokic's not leading the score, he's number one. Mm-hmm. And it was SGA. So, I mean, I'm just saying, leading scorer ain't got the whole thing to do. I'm talking about when it comes to...
My top three would be Luka, Jokic, and Jason Tatum. That would be my top three.
Is Jay-Z even top five?
Yeah, he'd be in top five. I just think he's so young. And I just don't see him being league MVP this year. He might win. I think if he goes on this level, he can still get one. But I don't think he's... at that level, yeah, just my opinion.
Game time.
Yeah, one more thing. A few more things before we get out of here. Did you hear about the Chicago Bulls guys going across seas talking about...
How was playing with Jordan?
Yeah, talking bad about Jordan and the Last Dance.
Documentary.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
it's kind of in bad taste. Because, people going reminisce on the past. Well, why are we still talking about this?
Not only that.
Why are we still doing
this? This is my opinion. Horace Grant and Luke Longley.
And the Pip. Yeah.
Those two out of the three, they're role players. They were still a big part of that team, but they were role players. But Scottie Pippen, bro, Jordan wouldn't have those six rings without Scottie.
Yeah.
And Jordan has said this. So why is Scottie doing this? You're just losing battle, bro. No one wants to hear what you got to say about this.
Why you say this? Would you rather have Bill Cartwright out there saying some stuff?
I don't see what are they trying to prove. They're saying, Horace Grant saying, I never said those things about the Jordan rules. And Scottie saying that Jordan didn't respect me. Jordan gave you a big... Jordan even said, I wouldn't have won all my rings without Scottie. I needed him there. So, what are we talking about here?
Hey, all we know is that... I'm not saying I agree with them. I'm saying I don't know what happens behind closed doors. I don't know if Jordan completely throws them under the bus, talks crazy to them. What Jordan talks crazy, they always...
Jordan admitted he was an ass to his teammates.
Yeah.
He didn't come out and say... Oh, I was his great teammate. I never disrespect my teammates. We all know he punched Steve Kerr. He did a lot of crazy stuff. This is documented. We already know he did those things. So what are y'all trying to do? Now, don't get me wrong. Scottie Pippen is probably the most disrespected six-time champion plus in NBA history. When he was with the Bulls, he was extremely underpaid.
Signed a horrible contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He, for some reason, he can't deal with being a Robin to Batman. I don't understand it. I mean, everybody can't be Batman, bro. You played with Batman, but you're still a big part of Batman. Needed Robin. He needed Robin. He needed Scottie to take that lock down that defensive guy and to make those big shots and block shots. He did everything.
Yeah.
He was a great player.
Yeah, you're right, because Jordan could do that himself. Yeah, you're right.
He was one of the best wing defenders in NBA history.
Yeah.
Before Kawhi Leonard, we had Scottie Pippen, dog.
That's true.
But for some, I don't know. Like I said, he was underpaid. I understand me disrespect by that. And now, his ex-wife is sleeping with Michael Jordan's son. I think they broke up now.
Yeah.
But that's another thing. So Scottie just, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with Scotty, man, but somebody need to check on that brother. I know he's going through a lot.
Really bad.
Yeah. So, I don't have much more to say, man. We covered a whole lot tonight, though. Like I said, we went over the NBA, NFL, salary cap, free agency, a little of everything. So, what else you got? You got anything else tonight?
I ain't got
not
much to say.
So, all right, y'all. I guess we're going to get on up out of here. We did a good solid 40 minutes of yakking about sports. Yeah. And we can do this every day. I know we don't have the time with me and my boy. We're both working and he going to school. So we'll find time to do the things that are important. This and sports is very important in this household. So we're going to do more than what we've been doing. We're going to add to this, make it better. Because I believe we know more about sports than half the guys on TV and radio.
And don't get paid for it.
That's right. All right, y'all. We out.
We out.